Brady give you $100,000 and Belichick $50,000 for your relief fund?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
It's incredibly kind gestures. Just goes to show what type of people they are. Despite everything, playing the game against each other, having practice against each other, and being, in the same division and things like that, for them to step up in a time like that and just help their fellow human is pretty special, and I think it speaks volumes to their character. So very appreciative of that, obviously, and I think that the way both of them went about it as well, just it was kind of quietly behind the scenes. I don't think that they even meant for it to get out. So just good people. Much appreciated, for sure.
JJ, did you feel you're, were cheated out of getting to play against Tom twice last year, and how motivated does he make you personally? I know you're up every week, but he obviously is the reference standard guy. So.
He's obviously probably the best quarterback of all time. He's an unbelievable player. They have an unbelievable coach. They have a great team. You love a challenge like that. You love going out there and competing as a competitor. You want to play against the best. So we always look forward to it. Have an immense amount of respect for what they've been able to accomplish, what Tom's been able to accomplish in his time in this league. 5 Super Bowls, that's a pretty sweet-looking hand.
You look at his age, and you would think he would be more vulnerable to being hit, but he's always been pretty elusive. What does he do? What's the magic there?
Yeah, I think they do a great job of he does a good job of getting the ball out of his hands. They've been working together for a long time in that offensive scheme, so he knows who's going to be open, when they're going to be open, where they're going to be open. Offensive line does a good job, so that's our job as defensive players, is to find a way, especially us up front, to find a way to get up in that pocket and hopefully cause some disruption.
JJ, you said after the game you were almost scared to open up your glove and see what your finger looked like. What did it look like, and how is it now?
Yeah, it's there. It's still there. It's good. It's not going to bother me too much. It's broken, but not bad. It's just a finger. If it was anything else, it'd be a problem.
Is it the kind of thing that you all to get healthy with time and just keep getting hit a lot?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows if it'll be healthy? But it doesn't. It's an injury that actually doesn't bother me a whole lot, because I hadn't had use of that finger for a long time because of I tore a tendon a few years back on it, so it wasn't very useful anyway. So I don't really need it that much, and so it doesn't bother me at all.
Coming back is something you alluded to in camp, a bit of a process. You're going to take it, one step at a time. How is that process of getting back to where you want to be? And have you noticed anything after two games, going through two games, that you couldn't do?
Yeah, I think it's just getting back into the flow of things. A full game, game weeks, things like that. And I think Sunday to Thursday was a good test, because that's a very quick turnaround there. But I really liked being able to correct some of the things so quickly from the first game to the second game and get back into the flow. And, the quickness and the eyes and everything is starting to come back really, really well. And I think that as each game goes on, it's going to come back even more and more. But I feel really good. I felt really good last Thursday. Obviously, there's a couple plays I'd like to finish a little bit better, but I think that overall I'm starting to really feel good out there and enjoying it.
Did you seem like you're in a lot of pain during the game?